real knee high. When I heard a couple new sound and tune, don't it shoot me the grass in the sky high. Then the record man said, number one is the Ellison record from Nashville. And up north there ain't nobody buys them, and I said, but I song. Came from New York City. Y'all know who did it first? Way back? Oh, you're too young. The Lovin' Spoonful, you know? They brought that out in the late 60s. Wow. You remember that, don't you? You're about as old as I am. And we, you know, we had a producer on that record that came out on, and I told him, I said, I want to do that Nashville catch. Nobody's done it recently, you know? I mean, probably since the 60s, since they made a popular hit with it, you know? I always liked that song. People say, well, that ain't bluegrass. And I said, well, it don't matter. It's a good song. So we recorded it, you know, and we get more requests for that than about anything we do, except for Jason to sing songs. No, don't applaud him. He'll get right up here in this microphone and he won't give it up. Oh, we're going to get him to play it for you right now, though. I don't know why I got off on the subject there, but I want you to listen to this guy play the fiddle. Yeah. He's got a brand new record out, and they're playing it on Sirius Satellite Radio. They're just wearing it out. You know, the record has got a little hole in the middle. Do they still have those holes in the middle? Well, that hole is really big now. It's like this. They've played it so much on the radio. You folks won't remember records with a hole in them, will you? Now, when I was young, you know, the 78 RPM records had just a little bitty hole, smaller than your little finger. And the more you play that record, the bigger the hole got. And so the song will go, woom, 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 woom. And that's the way he plays the fiddle. Little Amber Jason Carter.